الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting the talk proper, I just noticed our Honorable Sheikh Hafiz Nurbai, Adam Allah Fuyudahum, was to sit on the chair. He's all now making namaz, but when he made ruku, he kept his hands on his knees and bent down. And for sajda, also he kept his hands on his knees and bent down further. That is the correct procedure. Many of us, we put our hands in the air when we're making sajda. The correct procedure is that both times, for ruku and sajda, we keep the hands on the knees. For ruku, you bend down a little less, and for sajda, you bend down a little more. And really, this is what we should learn from our mashayikh and ulama, see their practical life. And we should make our lives, our namazes also according to that. Generally, we see people who sit on the chair, they can't help it, there's no problem with that when you can't help it. But then they put their hands in the air and they make sajda. This is the correct procedure. May Allah give us tawfiq to correct our whole deen, inshallah. And if namaz is correct, our deen will be correct. And if our deen is correct, our dunya will be correct. And our akhirat will also be made. May Allah give us tawfiq to make effort on namaz and correct our namaz, inshallah. Namaz is not only a formality, we must make it a reality. Many of us make namaz, but as a formality. Alhamdulillah, that is also great. But if we make it a reality, we will understand what namaz is. What this connection with Allah Ta'ala is, it's the greatest connection. Anyway, Allah has blessed us with this very, very great and honorable days. And it's a culmination, really. There is not the time. Tonight we'll try and have a more lengthy discussion of the whole year's efforts, which comes now by Hajj. When Allah calls the people to His own house, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, and give the adhan, call the people to come for Hajj. And they will come in all ways to Hajj, from every side, and with all types of transport people will come. At the moment, today mashallah is Arafah there, all the Hajjis are gone and they've got Jummah for their Hajj. What, very seldom you get Jummah for Hajj. And we cannot imagine that everyone, all sides, all in ihram today, mashallah. And you're just hearing labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. What call Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to make, and Allah is seeing what is happening today. In these times of inequity, of being so far from deen, etc., but yet, what a wonderful occasion day in Arafat now. And Allah is saying, my bandas, my bandis have come from the cross section of society, from every part of the world, in all colors, different languages, but today one language on their tongue, on their tongue, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. How happy must not Allah Ta'ala be getting? Though we are weak, we are full of sin. The Hajj today is filled with photography, with selfies and with all videoing, but yet this still, in spite of all that, Allah correct all that also, but in spite of that, we don't know what joy Allah is getting, and Allah wanted this. So, and we also should be part of it. We are physically here, but our heart should be in Arafat today. Our heart should be in the Hajj. Just like if in a family there is a wedding, any other social gathering function, for some reason one person couldn't attend, very sick, but his heart is there all the time. And today with cell phone zamana, we will be phoning there. How's things? How's everyone? You got your Sunday, you met so and so, you met so. Our hearts, this is the greatest occasion, the Hajj occasion. And our hearts must be there. If that is not the case, we have to work on our iman. Why is it I'm not connected with such great, the final culmination of all the arkan of Islam is Hajj. And I'm not even connected there. I don't have thoughts of it also. We should feel, we should correct and strengthen our iman. It should be a natural thing, not to be told that you must be thinking about Hajj. And then again, ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. How many people there making ziyarat? Our heart should be there also. Then after this great occasion now of Hajj, which started from the first of Shawwal, the day of Eid after Ramzan, and Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, the world becomes happy that it's Eid day today, but my happiness is that now the Mausam has started. Ayyam-e-Hajj has started. Ashhur-e-Hajj has started from Shawwal. And Hazrat says a beautiful poem on this occasion. Suna hai ke tere dar pe tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. I've heard that your lovers will be coming to your threshold, O Allah. Agar ijazat ho, may bhi unme shamil ho jao. If there is permission, O Allah, let me be also amongst those great ardent lovers of yours. And really that Hajj, a person is so wealthy, a person is so particular about his dressing, the final piece he's worried about. But yet at the moment, only in Ihram. All that other smartness of his, everything is one side, just in Ihram there. And all our music and our TV and our everything one side, only one thing, labbaik. Allahumma labbaik. What a great occasion. And Allah has blessed only the Muslims with this great love also and exposure of this love. This is another thing. We must express our love also. Hajj is proof that don't just keep your love in your heart. Go and show it. And how you show it, you dress how your beloved wants you to be dressed. It doesn't make sense to you. I must have my three-piece suit, my tie, if you're in debt line. Otherwise, I must have my jubba, my amama. But yeah, no jubba, no amama, no nothing. Allah wants you just to come in the two sheets of material. And in that way you present how your beloved wanted you to come, you have gone there. And not your way, in the just in the desert of Arafat today, mashallah. So Allah has blessed us with this great, great occasion. Then comes the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and these are so valuable days. Today is the 8th for us, tomorrow is the 9th. These are extremely valuable days. It comes in the hadith that Allah does not love to be worshipped more in any other days than He loves to be worshipped during these days. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were surprised, and they had understanding of deen. They were surprised and they asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Not even jihad in the path of Allah. Allah loves the jihad, Allah loves it. But in these days, not even jihad. In one narration, three times they asked the question. Each time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Not even jihad Allah loves so much as his ibadat. Yeah, but I said, the Sahaba had great understanding of deen. What was that I'm referring to? There is a great difference between deen and the effort of deen. Effort of deen, ta'alim and ta'allum, learning, teaching. Effort of deen, tabligh and da'wah. Effort of deen, islahi nafs, tazkiyah nafs. All these are the efforts of deen, and many other efforts also. Our makatib, many others. And one is deen itself. There is a difference between the two. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi gives a beautiful example that now for Jummah, for example, if the muazzin, somebody gives azan, makes wuzu, gives azan, but he doesn't make namaz. Sometimes same thing. He makes wudu also. He gives azan also. But he doesn't make namaz. Same thing, maghrib, isha. Something wrong with this man. So the effort of deen is like making wudu and giving azan. And deen is like making namaz. The object is deen. The object is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. The effort, we must not, like many people like to make money. Why? They want a comfortable life, enjoyable life. They work in that way, but they reach a stage where their object just becomes money. Now they don't spend money even for their comfort. They don't want to spend money even for their food or anything. On the family they don't want to spend, on the wife. On the children, now they just want to make money. So they lost the object. You make money in order to have a nice comfortable life, not just to make money. So effort of deen is not just to make effort, it's for deen. Many of us forget this and we get so engrossed in whichever effort. Look at our akabir and our aslaf. They made so much effort to make Darul Ulooms. They made collection. People accused them that you kill rogues and you are stealing and you are fraudsters. But they carried on. They built the Darul Ulum. But when it came to Ramzan, they locked the Darul Ulum doors. Nice ibadat of Ramzan. When it came to Eid al-Adha, they locked the Darul Ulum doors. Now it's time to make that ibadat which Allah loves. In the same way, Jum'ah, they lock the doors of the Darul Ulum. The ibadat of Jum'ah is so great that you can't combine the two. Ilm is for deen. And the ibadat of Jum'ah, the ibadat of Eid al-Adha, the ibadat of Ramadan, that is what Allah wants to. So we must not miss sight of the object. Many times a person gets so engrossed and he forgets the actual object also. So and these days Allah loves his ibadat. And what ibadat? It has come clear, just like a sheikh will prescribe wazifas for his student, for his murids. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed the fourth kalima, the third kalima. This Allah loves very greatly. And what is the sum total of fourth kalima, third kalima? Tawheed of Allah. Subhanallah. Allah has got no faults in him, no weaknesses in him. Allah is pure of them. But that's not sufficient. Walhamdulillah. Allah is imbued with all qualities of praise. Whatever great, wonderful qualities you can think, they are in Allah. Allah is Razzaq. He feeds the entire creation. All the time He's feeding. Allah Ta'ala is Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Mudabbirus Samawati wal Ard, the one who's the infrastructure, the sustainable living of the world is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Wallahu Akbar, when you realize Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, Allah is so great. There is no one. Laysa kamithlihi shay'. He is the one and only. And He is so great. Tabarakallah, Rabbul Alameen. How great is not. So this Tawheed Allah loves. And Tawheed, we must not ever let anything interfere with our Tawheed. Have love of Allah, love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of the awliya, but tawheed must remain on its place. We must not interfere with tawheed at all. So this Allah loves the most. Then the rozas of these days, the first 9, 8 days, every day's roza is equal to one whole year's roza. And then tomorrow the 9th, together with that, one past year, one future years, a year ahead, all the sins are forgiven. We should try and keep this year. If we did not, next year try and keep. If not all 9, keep every second day, keep every third day. But we should try and keep these rozas. And the 9th, we should try our, it's not for us, but the virtues are so great, we must not let go of it. And then comes the 10th, and the 9th of these 9 days, which tonight also is included, the each night's ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr. Right? In Ramzan, we have a great problem for knowing when is Laylatul Qadr. Yeah, every night for 100% surety, you get the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And to get the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr, you don't have to move mountains from their places. Make your Isha with Jamaat, make your Fajr with Jamaat, and you get the ibadat of the whole night. Read Alif Lam Mim Sajda after Maghrib, read Tabarak Alladhi after Maghrib. A person who reads Tabarak Alladhi and Alif Lam Mim between Maghrib and Isha, any time of the year, he gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So yeah, it's double. Two Laylatul Qadrs. One Laylatul Qadr, not equal to, but khayrum min alfishah. And Allah's khayr, only Allah knows how much of goodness there is in there. And if we read the Surah Tabarakalladhi, Alif Lam Mim Sajda between Maghrib and Isha, two Laylatul Qadrs. For every night we can get so much sawab. And then the last night, tomorrow night, is the night of Eid. Let us not just spend it in all useless pursuits. Make ibadat of Allah there also. Whatever. Little bit after Maghrib. Make a little ibadat after Isha. You don't have to stay awake the whole night. And if you just read 10 ayats of the Quran Sharif, you will not be written amongst the ghafilin, amongst those people who are unmindful of Allah. They are great, great virtues for the small little amal. Then comes the day of Qurbani. Allahu Akbar. The whole culmination of the whole year came into Hajj when Allah invited His beloved to His own house now. And Allah Ta'ala made us so to say that we are running around Allah when we are making tawaf. Like a child running around the mother. I want this. Mommy, give it to me. Please, mommy, I must have it. Like this tawaf is like that. Don't just take it also as a formality. Bring the reality of tawaf and then see the enjoyment of tawaf. Allahumma inna hadhal bayt baytuk wal haram haramuk wal abdu abduk wal amnu amnuk. All these duas have got, they are filled, pregnant, filled with great, great, great meaning. Let it not just be words. Let it not be videoing there. Let it not be taking photos there. But get this reality and you will see when your heart is filled with this love of Allah in the reality, you yourself will realize, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody will know what great, great قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ is a proverbial in Arabic, great, great joy. There is no word to express that joy. What joy Allah has put in your heart, nobody will know. This is what Hajj is supposed to give us. Our Umrah is supposed to give us. Our Ziyarat-e Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supposed to give us. So this is, and then finally now the Hajjis have gone to Mina. They are in Arafat today. They will be coming back to Muzdalifah, back to Mina. Then comes Qurbani. What is Qurbani? Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that Allah did not ask Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to slaughter himself. He asked him to slaughter his son. And the slaughtering of the son is more harder than slaughtering yourself. You are prepared to go in a fire to save your baby. For your child, you are prepared to do everything. And Ismail alayhi salam at that age, falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. That age when he just came to the age he can help his father. So Allah said, slaughter your son, which is a bigger. So this Qurbani is total annihilation of oneself. Live 1 year according to our Islamic calendar from Muharram. Inshallah, we'll try and explain it tonight. And then after that, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, the great auspicious character and akhlaq. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Then Rajab with Namaz, Shaban with Tawbah and Istighfar. Ramadan, what a month Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then comes Hajj and finally Qurbani, where you sacrifice yourself. The greatest joy a lover can have is when he sacrifices his everything for his beloved. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And remember, Allah asks for Qurbani, Allah does not take Qurbani. Allah said, slaughter Ismail alayhi salam. Allah did not allow him to be slaughtered. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi writes such a beautiful point from here that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Allah in his dream, Inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka. I am slaughtering you. Fa'al mudari. I am slaughtering you. Not inni zabahtuka. Not that I have slaughtered you. So he was ordered to do the action of slaughtering. And how? The details of it. He sharpened the knife, blindfolded himself. Every Nabi has got to the minimum the strength of 40 men. And with that full strength and power, and every Nabi's body is made, what other people's hearts are made of. The most delicate material, the body of the Nabi is made. So that soft, delicate throat of Ismail alayhi salam, and the strength of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the knife that is sharp and is eager to fulfill Allah's commandment, but the knife does not cut. It has gone blunt. He says, if I put you on a rock, you should have cut that rock. Then just tender little throat of my son, you are not cutting it. The knife, so to say, spoke and said, oh Khalil, must I listen to your command, or must I listen to the command of Jalil? Allah has forbidden me to slaughter, to even touch the skin or one hair of Ismail alayhi salam to salam. And then Allahu Akbar, Allah brings that ram down from Jannah. And which was this ram? In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates the ram which Habil, the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, offered in sacrifice to Allah ta'ala. And it was accepted by Allah ta'ala. And that ram was grazing in Jannat from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now Jibreel alayhi salam comes with that ram. A nice, big, nice, fat, healthy ram, white in color, big horns, big wide eyes, he comes down. And Ibrahim alayhi salam wants to slaughter. But the love of Allah, when Jibreel alayhi salam appeared, and he was afraid, perhaps he just now gets to slaughter, and he will actually slaughter his son, he calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Ibrahim alayhi salam had so much love for Allah that we cannot imagine, for the name of Allah. I usually say today, if a person's mother's name, sister, auntie's name, sister's name is Fatima, he doesn't get enjoyment in that name Fatima. But he's going to get engaged to a girl whose name is Fatima. Now, just the word Fatima puts him in a trance. And he will go to Qari Sahib and he'll say, make the makharij of Ta, let me correct it. I can't say Fatima, or Fatim, or Fatli, or Fatu. He gets angry somebody. Fatima, and with tarannum, with a musical tone, he can't sleep. Fatima, Fatima, because he's going to get married to Fatima. There is a different story that in 6 weeks, 6 months' time, he'll fight like cats and dogs with Fatima. But at the moment, he's madly in love. So Allah, who is the creator of millions of Fatimas and Khadijas and Aishas, what is the value and the love of the name of Allah? And we haven't practiced, we haven't made zikrullah, we haven't accustomed our tongue with the sweetness of the name of Allah. So Allah's name, we don't feel any sweetness. Just like that boy who gets engaged to that girl with the name Fatima, if we, so to say, get engaged to Allah, make our connection with Allah, and that is who mashaykha ahlullah, their work is to connect us with Allah ta'ala. Unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida karo. If you want to meet Allah, those who are meeting Allah, you join them and they will connect you with Allah. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam looked up, he saw Jibreel, the malaika all called out, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, not only in Arafah, not only in Mina, the whole world. What is Qurbani? Allah has made it not only for Mina, for the whole world. Every second house in Lanesia, in the whole world, Qurbani will be taking place. People are busy slaughtering, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughters. Allahu Akbar walillahil hamd. This is what is required. This is Qurbani. Don't just go and buy cheap. Buy sheep. Many of us, we don't hear properly, and we say, Maulana said you must buy cheap. No, don't, for Qurbani, don't buy cheap, buy sheep, and buy nice healthy. Fatibu biha nafsa. Open your hearts and spend. But the people who are selling must not take advantage of this. They must do a service. They allow their profit, reasonable, no problem, but don't take advantage. And you open your hearts and slaughter. With the first drop of the blood, your Qurbani is accepted. Every hair on the goat every fiber of the sheep you will get reward. It will be your conveyance on Pul Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Hey, your Rolls Royce is not going to help you there. Your Jaguar is not going to help you there. Get a nice, good, healthy animal and then let it take you over there. May Allah Ta'ala let give us these realities and appreciate this great days and very seriously. Please, Zul Hijjah will be finished. Muharram will start. 1 year in your life, live it on an Islamic pattern. And wallah, your whole life of dunya, qabr, how many thousands of years, your whole life of akhirat, forever in Jannah, will be made. Spend 1 year correctly. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.